As I begin this podcast, I must tell you, the events in my life are all I can say is only God. I'm still the son of an alcoholic bottle maker, and as ordinary as that can be, but God keeps doing things that are great. I used to try to do great things for God, but I decided that wasn't the way to do it. My job was to let God do great things through me. So I can say truly, only God could do this. I was preaching a revival in Fort Smith, Arkansas, a small church downtown area. As I left the church one day, I noticed the church bus was for sale. It had a for sale sign in the windshield, and I asked the pastor about it. He said, yes, we don't need it anymore. Our area has changed. And I said, well, they're really useful. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, whoever owns it could loan it out to small churches that couldn't afford a bus but needed one for a mission trip or something. He said, really? I said, yeah, they're really be useful. Well, a month later, he called me and said, Dr. John, our church has voted to give you that bus. And I said, well, that's marvelous. And he said, I'm going to bring it to you. I said, that's all right. I'll have a friend fly me up, and I'll pick it up and drive it home. He said, no, you won't. I'm driving it to you. I said, well, really? He said, yes. I want to spend the night in prayer with you. I thought, well, praise the Lord. That's the way we do things here. He brought the bus to me, and shortly after that, at a funeral, I discovered that the WMU, the Women's Missionary Union of Texas, needed a mobile showroom to market third world products that some of the Christians in Central America handmade and then would send them north to be sold. They were getting just pennies on the dollar in their return. But the WMU said, if we have a mobile showroom where we can sell it, then we can send the full amount back to these church members, and they can start other churches and finance their work. I asked a church from First Baptist Rusk if they would help me. They stripped it out and began to refurbish this old bus. They put shelves in it and everything, and got it made literally a rolling store out of the bus. And so for 4 years, WMU used it. It raised about $50,000 a year for missions. And it was really a very handy thing. They were finished with the project and returned the bus to me. I had it just a few weeks when a friend of mine from Belize said, you know, we really do need a mobile kitchen in southern Belize. I said, oh, really? And they said, yes. I said, well, I have a bus. Let me see what we can do about making you a mobile kitchen out of it. So sure enough, we started asking about it, and we got a budget fixed out for all the stainless steel cabinets we'd need in the under counter refrigerators and the stoves and all of the equipment that would go in it. And it turned out to be about $14,000. I prayed, Lord, I need $14,000. He's told me if I'd ask him, he would supply my needs for these projects. And he does. If I'm praying in his will, he will absolutely supply what I need. Actually, I learned the truth of the scripture in John chapter 14, verses 12 to 15, that he's going back to the Father. He has equipped me to do whatever he wants to do if I will trust him and ask in his name. He will supply everything I need. Well, folks, since 1967, I've not asked anyone for a penny. I've made my needs known, but I have not asked anyone for a gift, because God moves them to supply what I need. This is an example. I received a phone call shortly after this, and my friend on the phone said, "What are you up to?" I said, "Why are you asking?" He said, "Well, God told me to call you, and I don't know you. You need something. What is it?" I said, "Well, I'm building a mobile kitchen." "Well, for Southern Belize, how much do they cost?" I said, "Well, it's going to be $14,000." "Oh, okay. I'll send you a check for that." And he did. And we were able to build the machine and get it all together. And not only that, more money came in and enabled us to ship it by a steamship from New Orleans down to Southern Belize, where now it's serving as a focal point for Bible study and for evangelism as it feeds the people. It's amazing what God does. Only God could put together things like that and supply the need in such a way that all we have to do is ask Him and trust Him to supply it. And He will every time. God bless you. Have a great day.